Making the glass. The length of the afternoon turns into beads with the paleness of waiting. Bangles and bulbs in the vase drink the water left when my thirst to hear the words from the distance is liquefied in paleness. The mailbox inks the paleness of my gaze and my memories of the salutations. Afternoons offer me a glass of paleness. That glass is proportionate to the green, those stones in the pot, when a crow is thirsty and scythes the lies of fiction. The evenings are swaddled with the cabbage leaves, containing water and iron. I choose an old letter, reading its date backwards. I forgive its time of arrival, overlooking the struck-off lines. Letters make fiction. I write fiction about making glass. Heat of a sun umbrella, weight of the long plate, steepness of the flowers, feathers and fume of a rugged handwriting, uttering sentences in a monosyllabic stamp.